So welcome to episode 3 of The Optimistic Nihilist. My name is Steve Owens. I'll be your host. Today I want to talk about the perception is reality. Wow. That has like plagued me for years. Perception is reality. You probably heard that 1,000 times. When you are who you are, you present yourself who you are, and then the other person takes it a certain way, and they look at you and they reprimand you, or they say to you, hey, listen, their perception is reality. And it's just not true. That is absolutely not true. Their perception is what they have been brought up and raised and fed through the years of their life of what it is. And that is their perception. How you do something or how you say something is not the reality of what is happening. And I've heard this numerous times through my career, a lot of times. I'm 50 years old. I'll be 51 in February. And I have heard numerous times that, hey, you can't say that or do this things because the perception is the reality. And listen, it is not true. The perception is what we see as individuals through our only eyes and mind we have. We all have a perception of the world. We all do. Every single one of us perceives things in a certain way, and that is how we were raised from the time we were born. Everything. You don't have an original thought. And that is scary to some people, but you do not have an original thought. You think you do, but you don't. And I'm not going to be like argumentative to the point with Sam Harris about free will, because I do believe there is some free will involved. Maybe not everything. I could definitely side with him and understand that like there's not entire free will, because every decision you're going to make is based off what you have been fed your entire life. And this is true. So our perception is not reality. But how do we change that? What do we understand and how do we adapt to that? And that is going to be through perspective. Your perspective can be a reality. So what does that mean? That means that you can look at life in a different way. Your perception is not good enough. I'm sorry. Like, you think you know everything. You think you're great. You think you're the most amazing person in the world. You're the center of this fucking universe, but you're not. And so your perception is based off everything that's been told to you, spoke to you, fed to you through all these years you've been alive. But it's not what is really going on in the world. So how do you change that? You change that through perspective. You take the time to look at somebody, whether that's somebody you're with, a spouse, a partner, a friend, and you look at their life through their life, at their life, through a perspective. Perspective's different than perception. Yeah, the perception will never be the reality, but the perspective could be. So let's take, for example, I take a friend of mine and I look at their life through their perspective. And it will never be the same as what they've lived through and their perception of life, because we will never see the life of another through the same lens, mentality that they see it. Because we don't understand the human brain and we never will. But each of us look at life through that lens that we have been taught, trained to understand. But what I can do is take some information. I can ask questions. I can be perceptive to what they say to me, and I can get a perspective to what they're going through. And it won't necessarily always be the end all, but it will be something that matters. Because if you tell me a bunch of traumas you've been through, you tell me a bunch of things you've been through, and I can see it through a perspective that you're going through, then it matters. And that really becomes something that is important to us. Your perspective, their perspective matters. Maybe we can be a little more
kind to people in our lives. Because we're all going through something. We don't know what it is. You look at somebody across the street from you. They live across the street. They're a neighbor. You see them every day. You walk out. Yeah, maybe every few days. You're like, hey, Reggie, how's it going? It's going great, man. Appreciate you. But what you don't know is that his wife has got cancer. She's got 10 months to live. Things you don't know about somebody else matters. And that is what being somebody of forgiveness means. And so when you look at somebody and you say, oh, the nihilist, oh, you don't believe there's more. Well, I do believe that we as humans matter and that perspective matters and not perception. Because perception is such a small thing when it comes to me. And to me, my perspective on life is my 50 years of living and being dosed and bombarded with constant and different feedback from individuals and people. And this is how I am today because of it. I can't change my brain. I've tried, even in this conversation, I've tried to understand what it means. Like stop. But what has been the number one thing for me that means the most is not perception, because that's been fed to me, spoon-fed to me for years. It's perspective, and that's what matters. Be aware of the perspective of others and listen. And that can change the world, literally change the world.